This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Tuesday. It's a Tuesday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Adam Crowley, he is here as well. We are getting going on this Tuesday. It is chilly outside. With that, I say good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
It's good. How you doing?
Wonderful. Check us out, 937thefan.com right there. Live link at the top. You can see us. It is great. Watch us. And it says watch live. And with that, it is just absolutely positively marvelous. You can see our faces, and we're pushing that a great deal. And a lot of people are taking note and watching our live link. So all that said, there was a fascinating story that I saw. This one, I don't know this stuff. I don't know why this stuff does it for me, but it seemingly does. So this is a Dateline somewhere in the Philippines, okay? A U.S. Navy destroyer engaged a superior Japanese fleet in the largest sea battle of the Second World War in the Philippines. It has become the deepest shipwreck to be discovered. They just discovered it the other day. The USS Samuel B. Roberts, popularly known as the Sammy B, was identified on Wednesday, broken into two pieces. Now, this has been there since 1942, and they just found it the other day. So it's about 4 miles down, 22,916 feet. So take 4 miles, go straight down the water, it's at the bottom. It puts it 1,400 feet deeper than the USS Johnston, which was discovered last year in the Philippine Sea. What I'm getting at is this. It's not going to interest many people. I'm just telling you this, and it might be a topic of conversation. The shipwreck stuff, or if there's like a documentary on television, and they show divers going down and going around with those cameras and things, or even if it's not a shipwreck, even if it's just deep sea diving, I have no interest to ever want to do any of that. I'll never get in the water and do that. But that is one of those things, and everybody has them, I think. If they come on television, I will sit and I'll watch that for hours. Like, if there is a video of them going down and documenting going to check out this U.S. Navy destroyer, it is on the Discovery Channel or whatever, I will watch that for hours. I don't know why. Those divers under the... I want no part of being under the water that deep.
No.
But I'll watch it forever.
I don't even like being out where, like, my feet don't touch the ground because I don't know what's underneath me anymore, and I don't like that. But to be 4 miles down, it's like a different universe down there, too. Like, the fish that you see don't even look like things. They look like aliens. So that's pretty wild.
Yes. Wild.
They say that we know less about the ocean floor than we do about space, gentlemen.
Who's they?
Yeah, the general scientific
people, day. The smart mm-hmm. people.
Yeah, you're in touch people. With the scientific community?
That's what I hear. The ocean floor, it's tough to get to.
It is. You got to go all the way down.
Yeah,
I mean,
you
that's
do.
Where the
yeah.
floor is.
A lot of pressure on the head.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, and they wear those big suits. But if they come out with something with like a documentary, I will watch that. I guess there's like a vehicle they would have to use. I mean, you can't dive that far down. They'd have to be in a vehicle, go down there, check it all out, or just cameras.
Send the robots down.
Yeah, send a 4 mile camera down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wonder what they'll find on that thing.
Death.
Yeah, I don't know.
Skeletons.
Yeah. A shipwreck, apparently.
A bottle with X's on it.
Yeah.
Bottle of liquor with X's on it.
I'll tell you what, that would be the worst way to go. Not to, you know, this is a nice way to wake people up on
no,
a,
this
on
is
a
perfect.
Tuesday morning.
Good morning.
Yeah,
let's
sure.
get dark.
But I would never want to be on one of those ships to begin with because they're it's very tight, very claustrophobic. The way you sleep, I mean, watch a lot of World War II movies and documentaries. You're sleeping basically on top of each other. Then you're getting shot at. Then stuff's on fire. Now you're sinking. You're either going to burn to death if you get in one of these fights or you're going to drown, which not fun.
The other part, too, is as the boat is sinking, there's also oil and everything else in the water that you're going into. So the water isn't that pure at that point when all that stuff's in it. It's just bad all the way. It's just a bad deal.
That's a bad day.
It's been years since we took the kids down to the Science Center and walked through the sub, the wreck one. But, like, I couldn't imagine being on one of those things for how long? What's the average length of time that a submarine crew spends below water before they come up and they're allowed to see life again? And they're all just crammed onto this tiny little thing. Couldn't do it.
No way. I don't like the Science Center submarine. I've been on it probably a couple of times.
You get claustrophobic.
Big time. Big time.
Imagine being David Robinson and having to do basic training in that. And he did, because he went and then he grew while he was at the Naval Academy and still had to do it. Still had to go through all of that. Being seven feet.
I'm out.
No, heck no. Heck no. Is that thing open all the time, though? I don't know how often it's open.
I don't know.
You have to check the dates, I guess. But anyway, so I will watch. What is the thing that you'll watch that you really have no interest in doing firsthand? Like, I have a friend that is this guy I know, Bill Bookwalter. He is he's a scuba diver. He'll go all over the world, Dr. Bookwalter will, and collect artifacts. He's like a world renowned. He'll go to all these different oceans. And he was explaining to me about scuba diving and all this stuff. I have no interest to even do it in an aquarium that's 20 feet. But I'll watch it. What is that thing for you? Is it like space? Is it what do you watch on television that you would never do?
I don't watch the space stuff.
Uh-huh.
Because then I get all up in my own head about how tiny and insignificant I am.
For sure. Certainly.
So I don't like that. The animal stuff, I would never go on a safari for fear of being rammed by some sort of creature.
Or just eaten by something.
But you'll watch it on television?
But I would. Yeah. Anything animals, I'm fascinated by the animals.
That's a good call.
Mm-hmm.
Also, all the archaeological stuff, that looks cool in a documentary and it can be interesting to watch, but I could never be that person who's sitting there dusting off an arrowhead for 3 hours.
See, that makes me feel insignificant, too. That thousands upon thousands of years ago, there were these human beings that existed that didn't have any set of beliefs like we did.
Uh-huh.
And then they die, just like I'm going to die. See, I'm doing it now.
Right,
I'm freaked out.
I do like the construction ones, too, from the early 1900s, when they're building a skyscraper that's still there today, or a big church or something. And you're going, wow, that was 1904 they built this. And it's sturdy. And it's brick by brick, and it's all this. Here we go, text here. Thing I love to watch, but I'll never do. Curling. Nah. Nah. I've never done curling. I don't think I ever would want to. I think I fall in line with that. But the architecture stuff, too, gets me. I will sit and watch those documentaries on, old school iron workers and construction guys and those guys building American cities, and I'm like, this is fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Those guys are up on those beams. Oh, man.
You know what I'll watch?
Tell me.
I saw a documentary not long ago about the Black Death.
Mm.
Stuff like that's fascinating. Like the pandemic in 1918 with the Spanish flu.
They wore masks.
Everyone died. It's just like everybody died.
That's tough.
That's bad news.
Yeah.
As long as there's two people left and they like each other, then you're
good.
They
don't even have to like each other that much. Just, take one for the global humanity team.
I guarantee you, in that scenario, the man, despite what the woman looked like or whether he actually liked her or not, he liked her.
Had to.
Two people left, the man's still going to like the woman because that's the last avenue for Pound Town.
Here we go. Climbing Everest looks so amazing, but I'll never do it. Shark Week. Last year, some Aussie guy laid on a cardboard cutout of a shark with handles on it so he could hold on to things if it went bad. I would never, ever do that. Shark Week. Shark Week's a big thing.
Yeah.
A gigantic thing. I can say this. I'll make this claim. And it's not just a claim. It's a revelation. It's an admission, I guess, more so. I have never watched 1 second of Shark Week coverage in my life.
Yeah.
Yep. Base jumping, someone's saying.
I can guarantee I will never allow someone to put me in a cage and dip me into the water like I'm some sort of human soup for a shark to consume. No thanks.
Like you're a tea bag.
Yeah, exactly. I'll watch it, but I want no parts of that.
Did you guys see Free Solo?
Yes, I watched it.
Unbelievable.
The guy was a pain in the ass, though.
So was the girlfriend.
Yes, I didn't really like the guy all that much. My buddy Dave told me, he's like, you have to watch this. You have to watch this. He's on this big documentary kick. And I watched it in about, well, I think the guy had an affliction. I think he had, you know, something going on in his brain. But yeah, I was about halfway in, and I turned it off for a while and then watched the rest of it. But it was, partly was his accomplishment. The other part was having to deal with him just being so socially awkward that it was tough to watch.
Yeah.
What is this now? Free Solo?
Oh, man.
I'm out. I need to know more.
I forget what it was that he climbed. But a guy, what free soloing is, you climb the face of...
Oh, it's rock climbing.
A rock, right?
Okay, yes.
Yeah. And there's no... If you fall, you're done.
Yeah.
You're not strapped in. You're not... It's not like traditional rock climbing.
Yeah, you get one shot. All right, a bunch of texts here. Storm chasing. Would never do it. I love watching it. I love watching shows on Pompeii, but I would never want to be there in 79 AD.
Good call.
I love watching the jail docs. I do watch those, the jail documentaries, like 60 days in, but I have no desire to go to jail. The dudes who go around the world eating exotic food. Love watching that. Would never do it. Bunch of texts here. Love watching stuff about snakes, but keep those damn things away from me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on board with all of that. It is fascinating in our voyeuristic society. This is a great conversation. How much that people say, oh, television's bad for you. The internet's bad for you. It's actually one of the most incredible educational tool because it can take you places and then you go, okay, good. I don't want to be there. I've seen it. I don't have to do that. Like the jail documentary. Everybody can be scared straight.
Yes, without actually being there.
Yes, you absolutely can. Same thing like with those eating hot food things.
Right.
You see a guy and he eats a thing and all of a sudden his eyeballs are sweating all down. There you go.
I don't need that. Firsthand.
I would travel around the world and eat exotic foods. I'd give that one a shot.
I would, Bourdain. If I was single, didn't have a family, all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
No strings, all that. Yes. But I don't like eating the hot stuff. You know, I'll eat some curry here and there and all that, but not, I'll eat the local fare, but I don't want to just eat hot.
I don't want someone coming up to me out of nowhere with like a puffer fish or something and be like, hey, try this. No. I want to try the weird stuff that I want to try.
Yeah. Can you fry that up for me?
Yeah. Can you, bread that and fry it and give me some bang bang sauce or something.
Getting texts here. Naked and Afraid. Would never do it, but I'm fascinated by watching it.
Good call.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Anything with me naked on camera's out.
Love watching tower climbing. Cell phones, radio, all that.
No.
Yeah.
I can't even watch that stuff.
I watched a guy do it. There's a tower not far from my house, and you could see the top of it from my house when the leaves aren't on the trees. I watched a guy do it live last fall.
Nope.
And he was up there, and I got my binoculars out. Oh, ice road trucking. That's another great one.
Yeah.
Love watching that, but I'd never do it. But I watched the guy climb to the top. He had a big satchel sort of thing. And what he did was he changed that gigantic light bulb so airplanes don't hit it.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Or helicopters. And the bulb, when I had the binoculars out, the bulb was it was bigger than a football helmet. I mean, it was huge. So he flapped the thing off, got the old one, put it in the sack. But every time when he would go up and down, he would have to clip on.
Yeah.
He had like two different clips. One was on, and he would stagger them. It was – this guy was up there. The climb took 35 minutes, and he was up there a good hour and a half just leaning back, just doing all –
No thanks.
Yes. It was – he's high up there.
My neighbor – the one that I'm in love with.
Yeah.
His dad, they're from West Virginia, was a miner for 35 years, but he would be in charge of pumping out the mine water.
Uh-huh.
So he spent 35 years of his life, 6 days a week, with water up to his neck.
No good.
Oh.
I've seen documentaries on like spelunking, documentaries on mining. No way in hell would I ever get in a cave my entire life. 0% chance.
Nope.
Guy
no interest.
I went to high school with that was one of our pitchers on our baseball team in high school. Great kid. He fixes, and he has this, it's not a proprietary skill, but not a lot of people do it. He goes on top of, and they fly him to Belgium, to Germany, to Iceland, all these places. He fixes the turbines on the windmills. Yeah, so he'll send pictures and put on his Facebook of standing on top of these things, and you'll see, like, Antwerp or wherever he is, what in this brilliant view of the city, and he's just smiling, sitting on top of the thing, all strapped in, and he's putting something on the turbine or whatever up on top of the on the windmill, and it's like no thanks.
No
heights, small spaces, underwater. I don't do any of it.
Right,
just average go, everyday life.
Sit out at the park, man. You know, I don't.
Sometimes
need that.
A tree branch will fall down.
There we go. What a day. We've brought you into everything that's pleasant on the Fan Morning Show today. All right, big show today. Jeff Hathorn, he joins at 7 o'clock. Brad Spielberger, Pro Football Focus. Man, this Deshaun Watson stuff just getting weirder and weirder. And today's the day. Today is the day. Big day for Deshaun Watson. We talked to Spielberger about that and other things. This hits different. Shelby Cassese and, of course, John Wehner always hits different. So a good morning to you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.